The Internal Revenue Service is investigating whether the United Church of Christ broke the barrier between religion and politics. Last year, it invited Barack Obama to speak at its national conference. Now the IRS says the church may have engaged in political activities during the event, and that could jeopardize its tax-exempt status. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has details.
On June 23, 2007, Barack Obama addressed 10,000 members of the United Church of Christ.
You know, it's been several months now since I announced I was running for president. And
Obama, who has been an active member of a UCC church for more than 20 years, spoke of the role of religion in politics and in addressing the issues of the day, health care, immigration, the Iraq War. And he talked of his own faith.
Kneeling beneath that cross on the South Side, I felt I heard God's Spirit beckoning me.
It was a rousing speech, and the IRS says it may have crossed the line into political campaigning.
This was not a campaign event.
Bill Burton is a spokesperson for Senator Obama.
Senator Obama was, in fact, taking a break from campaigning in Iowa and New Hampshire so that he could attend this event that was in Connecticut. What he talked about was his own personal spiritual journey.
The IRS declined to comment, but according to a letter it sent to the UCC last week, agents are investigating whether the denomination engaged in political activity because it advertised Obama's speech on its website. Church spokesman J. Bennett Guess says they invited Obama to speak before he was running for president, and once they learned of his candidacy, they bent over backwards to keep the event non-political.
We clearly stated to him that this was not a campaign-related event, but a personal invitation to speak as a UCC member to fellow UCC members. We also announced and enforced that any campaign activities would not be tolerated at the Hartford Civic Center, including leafleting, canvassing, displaying posters of any kind.
But the IRS complaint also says that 40 Obama volunteers worked campaign tables outside the Civic Center. Bennett says that may be true, but there was nothing they could do about it.
Since that gathering took place on a public space, a public sidewalk, it was determined by the city of Hartford that the UCC did not have control over that space.
Barry Lynn is puzzled by the IRS's investigation. Lynn runs the watchdog group Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, and he has rarely seen an IRS investigation he did not like. But he says political candidates, including Hillary Clinton and John McCain, speak at churches all the time without IRS scrutiny.
There must be a connection between that appearance and the appearance of endorsement of that candidate by the religious entity. And that's what we don't see in the United Church of Christ matter.
Some wonder why the IRS opened the investigation against Obama's church now. But Lynn does not think politics is involved.
There's just no evidence that the Internal Revenue Service is playing favorites. Some of the ongoing investigations, about half of them are related to Democrats and half Republicans.
Since 2004, two conservative churches and one liberal church have said they received warnings from the IRS. And the United Church of Christ believes that once the IRS takes a close look at the Obama speech, this investigation will go away. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.